The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 8 through 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 2nd, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Translation: Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, and self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease, non-attachment to children, wife, home, and the rest, and even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, resorting to solitary places, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization, and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I thus declare to be knowledge, and what is contrary to these is ignorance.
So, we have discussed about the body, Kshetra. The question of Arjuna was Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Jnanam, and Gyam. Now, Kshetra, we have discussed yesterday, Kshetra, this body, is combination of the five great elements, false ego, intelligence, the unmanifested, the ten senses, the mind, the five sense objects, desire, hatred, happiness, distress, the aggregate, the life, symptom, and convictions, all these are considered in summary to be the field of activities. Yes, that we have discussed. So we should not mistake this, that we accept the field of activities identified with myself. That is very nice. Suppose you have got a piece of land as agriculturist and you produce your food grain in large quantity or small quantity, doesn't matter. Similarly, this body we are utilizing. We can practically see everyone is working with this body in Bombay city. A very poor man is also in Bombay city, and a very rich man is also there. Both of them have the same facilities to work, but we find that one man is working very hard day and night. Hardly he is getting his morsel of food. Another man, simply by going, sitting in the office, earning thousands and thousands. Why? Because the difference of the field of activity. The body is different. Because one has got a certain type of body, his destination is already there. Karmana daiva netrena, deho, jantar deho upavati. We can study this thing, that somebody is living in a poor slum, and another man is living in a very palatial building. So, simply by endeavoring that I shall live in a palatial building, and I shall not live in this poor slum house. It is not possible, because the destiny is there. Therefore, the body is made according to our past karma, and that is called destiny. Your happiness and distress according to the body is already settled up. It is not possible by natural way to improve or disimprove it. It is already settled. Therefore, Shastra says, Tasyaiva heta prajati ta kovida nalabhati jad bhamatam parajat tallabhati dukkha vadannata sukham kalena sarvatra gabhira ranga. The human life should be utilized for understanding the absolute truth. The next paragraph that describes how one can understand the absolute truth. Amaritam adam nittam ahimsa kanti ajam. So our life should be utilized for understanding the absolute truth, not for economic development. Economic development, what is already destined, you cannot improve less or more. It is already settled. There are so many examples. Just like a pig has got a body, he likes to eat stool. If you give him halwa, then don't eat steam, stool. Take this nice halwa. He's not interested. Because he has got a particular type of bone. That is the aggregate, that is already different. Mahabhutani ahankara buddhi rabbhaktacha icchadesha sukham dukha. Icchadesha. The icchadesha according to the body. He has got the desire to eat this too, that is his ichha. And he has got a desha for the halwa. While a gentleman, advanced gentleman, he has got the ichha for halwa, not for this too. Therefore, our duty should be that without trying, that was Indian civilization. Everyone was happy in his position. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. The culture was so nice that nobody was unhappy. Even if he is a Shudra, or even if he is a Vaishya, or a Brahman or Kshatriya, it is not that because the Kshatriyas, the royal family, they were happy and the Brahmanas were not happy. Or the Shudras were not happy. No. Everyone was happy. Because still in India, you go to the village, they are happy with their destination. This is the Indian culture. Now we are injecting discontentment. Otherwise everyone was happy in his position. God has given this position, so this is all right, let me do my work. That is satisfaction, everyone is satisfied. Still it is going on, although great propaganda is going on to kill the Vedic culture. There's some 1971, we attended the Magh Mela, 1971 or which year? Yes. Allahabad, Magh Mela?
71.
Yes. So people were coming there, thousands and thousands, to take a bath in the Ganges. And they were happy. There, in Calcutta, there was a Indo-American society. I was invited to speak there. So they gave me the subject matter, East and West. So, so far we are concerned, we have no such distinction East and West. We know that everyone is human being, and everyone, every living entity, not only the human being, even the gods, beasts, animals, trees, everyone, a living entity, is part and parcel of God, Krishna. Omaimam sutiva bhuta. So everyone is in ignorance. That is our concern. Our propaganda is not for the East and the West, but our fight is with the ignorance of the people. Because at the present moment, people are kept in ignorance, in foolishness, that he is this body, bodily identification. But still, there is difference between East and West. In the West, I have talked with big professors, learned scholars. They have no idea of next life. I talked with Professor Potofsky in Moscow. He said, Swamiji, after annihilation of this body, everything is finished. They have no idea that there is soul. And in India, even the poorest man, he knows that there is next life. I existed in the past and I will exist in the future. This very conclusion is known even to the poorest man in literature. That is, of course, the difference between East and West. So anyway, our position is that we should not identify this body as self. Krishna says here that buddhyātva-jñāna-nityatvam tattva-jñānārtha-darśanam etat-jñānam iti pruktam abhyānam yat-kata-annathā. Buddhyātva-jñāna, to understand oneself as the spirit soul. That jnanam, adhyatma jnanam, tattva jnanartha darsana. Philosophy should be utilized, logic and philosophy should be utilized for self-realization, not for simply mental speculation. We find nowadays big philosophers write volumes of books, simply theorizing, without any understanding of the spirit soul, deeply clear. But Krishna says that if one simply puts philosophical theories for some utopian ideas, now as time is coming, we will be like this, like that. No, time is there already. You cannot manufacture time like this or like that. It will go on. It is eternal. It is eternal, just like Krishna has said in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that Arjuna, you and me and all the soldiers and kings who are assembled here, it is not that we did not exist in the past. We are existing now and we shall continue to exist in the future. So, this eternity of the soul, we do not know. We are simply identifying ourselves with this body and we are simply interested for the bodily comforts of life. This is the civilization of Veda. So although we have got this Bhagavad Gita, at least in India, the education should have been on the line of Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of the people of India. Unfortunately, nobody is taking care. Even though there are some propaganda of understanding Bhagavad Gita, they are interpreting in their own way to fulfill their own ambition. This is very good. So, here Krishna says, Amanittam. Amanittam, what is it? Amanittam. The central point of process of knowledge is mentioned here. Muicha ananna yogena bhakti abhyavicharini. One has to be fixed up on this point, there are 18 different descriptions of the process of knowledge, but the central point is mohi cha. Mohi cha. Cha means that is the main point. Without Krishna, if you simply try to become elevated in knowledge, that will not stand. That will not stand. Therefore Krishna says, mohi cha ananya yogena. Ananya yogena means without any deviation. Ananya yogena bhakti. Abhyavicharini. Without any deviation. Abhyavicharini means without any disturbance. Ananya bhakti. In another place Krishna says, Opiche sudurachara bhagate mam ananya bhava. Opiche sudurachara bhagate mam ananya bhava. Sadhudeva samantapa. Sammak bhavasita arisa. The center point is Bhagavad Bhakti. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. If one is not a devotee of the Lord, Krishna, harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna, he cannot possess any great qualities. That is not possible. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. We have seen practically just like Ravan. Ravan was a great personality, a great devotee of Lord Shiva also, and materially his kingdom was very much advanced. It is said that the Lanka was made of gold. Actually, there were many palaces, and he was a very big Vedic scholar. But one thing, that he was against Ravan. And for this disqualification, he is still described as asura, rakshasa. Saharava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Manorathena sato dhavatu vidhi. If one is not devoted of the Lord, he will simply contort on the mental platform. That will not make. Ravan also wanted to make a staircase to go directly to the heavenly planet. Just like we are, at the present moment, we are trying to go directly to the moon planet by Sputnik. But it has failed. It is not possible. In that way, we cannot go. If we want to go to another planet, the process is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva, deva bhrata deva. Kitrin janti kitri bhrata. If you want to go to the higher planetary system, then that particular Devata Indra-loka, Chandra-loka, the moon planet, Chandra-loka, that is also considered as one of the heavenly planets. So you have to prepare yourself by karma-kandya activities. Then you can go there by after this body is finished, you immediately transfer to certain planet where you want to go. Similarly, if you want to go to the planet where Krishna lives, Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka nāmni nija dhām nitale catasya devi mahesa haridhāmasu teshu teshu tete prabhāva nichaya vihitāsya jena govinda mādhi purusam tamāṁ bhajāna. There is parastasmātu bhāvayanya Bhaktya Bhaktya Sanatana. They are described in Bhagavad Gita. Beyond this material nature, there is another nature. That is called Sanatana. Parastasmatu bhava, bhava means sabhava or nature. As you see this material nature, although you are seeing, you cannot go. You are so limited, conditioned. You see so many planets twinkling at night, but there is no possibility of going there. You cannot go to the nearest planet, in the moon planet, by your mechanical arrangement. the modern scientists, the Sputniks, experts, they say, to go to the topmost planet of this universe, it will take 40,000 of years. Who is going for 40,000, flying 40,000 of years and again come back and see you? Yes, I went to such and such planet. Is it possible? So, we are so poor. It is not possible in that way. So, this is the position of our going to the material planets. And what to speak of the spiritual planet? That is far, far away. You cannot travel within the space of material world. Panthastu koti satavatsa sampravamma vayu rathapi manaso manipungavana sapastija pravadasena avichinta tatte govindamadipurusam tamahumbhaja. Panthastu koti satavatsa, not only 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, or 40,000 years, koti satavatsa. Koti, you know, 100 times less makes koti, and again, multiplied by 100, koti satavatsa. And the speed, what is the speed of that aeroplane? Panthasi koti satavatsa sampradamma vayurathapi. Aeroplane, vayu, manasa. And with the speed of mind, airplane running with the speed of mind. You know what is the speed of mind? You are sitting here, and within a second, your mind can go some 10,000 miles away. Within a second. So, even with that speed, and running on for koti shatavasra, you cannot go to the spiritual plane. This is the thing. So, pastija prapadashinna avichintata. In that way you cannot go. But you can go if you prepare yourself. Madhyajino pijantima. Madhyajino. Those who are devotees of the Lord. Madhyajino. That is the principle of Bhagavad Gita. Manvana bhava madhvakta madhyaji. Madhyaji, you worship me. So madhyajino pijantima. You can go to the Krishna planet. Goloka nāmi nijathāmi talaitas. The Krishna nāmi is described in the Śāstra, Brahma Saṅgita. Cintāmani prakara sadama sukalpa vrikkhalakhā vrite susura bhīra vipālayantam lakṣmī sahasra sata sambrama sevvamānam govindam ādipurusam tamāham bhajyam. There is the Goloka Vrindavan planet. The Guru Govindavan planet is the topmost planet. This material world, then you will get spiritual world. The spiritual world, as you have got in this material world, this is only one universe. There are millions of universes, even within this material world. Jasyaika nishasita kala mathavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda nākha. Jasyaika nishasita kala mathavalamba. People claim, some rascal claim, I am God. Here is the description of God. Jasyaika nishasita kalama atha avalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda nātha. Jagadanda nātha means Brahma. He has understood Brahma's duration of life. Sahasya yuga parjantam arahat jat brahma no vidu. The Brahma's 1 day, 12 hours, you cannot calculate. Sahasra yugapad. Yuga means 43 lakhs of years and multiplied by 1,000. And then it comes to be 12 hours of Brahma's ayu. Such Brahma leads only jasyaika nishyasita kalama phalama. Mahavishnu is excelling and inhaling. When he is inhaling, so many Brahmas are going with him. And when he is exhaling, so many Brahmas are coming. When so many Brahmanas are coming. This is the position. Jasyaika nishyasita kalama thavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda nātha. Vishnu mahān jaiya kala viśeṣa Govindavadi Purusham Tava. That Mahavishnu is partial representation of Govind. Govindavadi Purusham Tava. So, this is called knowledge. One has to know what is God, what is the nature of God. So, one has the first qualification is Amanittam. Don't be puffed up with your false knowledge. Having this little degree from the university, you are thinking that you have become so learned you don't care for God. This is nonsense. Therefore, first qualification to make progress in knowledge is Amanittam. Amanittam. Don't be proud falsely. Our present education is simply teaching people how to become falsely proud. Just like here is Bhagavad Gita is going on. They are falsely proud. What you have to learn here? We know everything. We know everything. We are MPhD. That's all. We have finished all education. Therefore, the first thing is Amanittam, pridelessness.
So if one does not approach or is not able to approach the transcendental service of the Lord, then the other 19 items are of no particular value. But if one takes to devotional service in full Krishna consciousness, the other 19 items automatically develop within him.
Yes. This is the central point. Jashasti bhakti bhagavati apinchana sarvai gunai tattva samasate sura. All the qualities of the demigods, sura, sura no sura. Sura means demigods or gods, and asura means demons. So, if one becomes devotee of Krishna, this shasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana, akinchana, pridelessness. Akinchana, Krishna's another name is akinchana gochara. He can be understood by akinchana, one who thinks himself as very humble meek. That is also said in the Bible, that one has to become meek and humble, then he can understand. And that is also Krishna demanding. The first surrender, become humble and meek. This is the verdict of all Vedic sastras. Jnani priyasam mudupasam namanta eva. Sarvakaritana bhavadiyo vartam. This is the statement of Brahma. That one should give up the nonsense process of mental speculation. God may be like this, God may be like that. No. God is not manufactured by your mental speculation. God is God, always. Krishna. Krishna is God from the childhood. When he was 3 months old, he demonstrated his godly power. He immediately killed Sapatashu. He immediately killed Putana. So he did not become God by meditation, manufactured in some mystic factory. God is God. God is always God. Even when he is child, when he is young man, when he is a boy, Krishna, when he was a boy of 7 years old, he lifted the Govardhan hill. That is God. Not that here is a man, by mystic power he has become God. No. That God is divine God. Real God is always God. That real God can be realized by person who is humble and meek. Amanittam, adambittam. What? Krishna consciousness. There are 99 items automatically develop. Just shasti bhakti bhagavata kinchana sarvai gunai tattva samasati sura. Automatically. Jasmin vijyate sarvamaidam vijyatam bhavanti. This is the Vedic assertion. If you simply understand one, that Krishna, then you understand everything. Just like in Bhagavad Gita. If you try to understand Krishna, you get all the knowledge. Material, spiritual, everything. Practical. Jasmin vijyate sarvamidam vijyatam bhavati. God.
The principle of accepting a spiritual master, as mentioned in the 7th verse, is essential.
Yes. The knowledge has to be acquired. Acharya upasanam. Here it is said. You have to worship Acharya. Acharya man purusha veda. One was accepted. Narottam Das Thakur has also said, Ashraya loiya bhaje krishna tare nahi taje. Arsa more akara. Ashraya, you have to take center. Evam parampara prapam praptam evam raja sahibu. And Arjuna also said, Shishyasteham sadhimam prapanyam. Shishyaste acharya. Acharya upasana. Krishna and Arjuna, two friends, there was no need of accepting Krishna as Arjuna's spiritual master. Still, he is accepting officially. Shishyasteham sadhimam prapanyam. I am accepting you as my spiritual master. Please teach me. So this is essential. Acharya upasana. Tad vijnanatham sa guru meva abhigacchet. This is Vedic instruction. If you are at all interested in the understanding of spiritual subject matter, then you must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Tad vijnanatham sa guru meva abhigacchet. Abhigacchet means must. It is not that if you like, you can go. If you do not like, you do not. No, you must. Avigatshe. Samitpani sutram brahman. Tasmad gurum prabhadita. Jigyasu sreya uttama. It is not a fashion to accept one guru. If you are actually interested, sreya uttama, the highest perfection of life, tasmad gurum prabhadita, then you have to accept a guru. This is called acharya upasana. Even Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he accepted Sandipuni Muni as teacher, master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is also incarnation of Krishna, but he accepted Ishwarpuri as his guru. They do not require guru, but just to keep pace with the official program, even God, personally, he accepted spiritual master. So this is essential. Acharya upasana. To become humble, to me, ahimsa, non-violence, kanti, tolerance. In this way you have to make progress. The other 99 items will be described. Tomorrow we shall describe. Thank you.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. 13th chapter, text number 8 through 12. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded on October 3rd, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Krishna, the Supreme Authority, Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is speaking the process of acquiring knowledge. Jnanam. So, the first beginning of knowledge is humility. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught, Tinadupi sunichena tarorupi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Anyone, this humbleness and humility is taught everywhere. Without being gentle, humble, how one can be a man of knowledge? But at the present moment, the humility is forgotten. Everyone is proud, unnecessary. Although he is nothing, he is proud. So much so, that sometimes a rascal says that I am God. This is the modern situation. He's so puffed up, so proud, that one claims to become God, what to speak of other things? No. The first thing is that one must be very humble. This is the process of Vedic civilization. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna Brahmani. One has to become Brahmana. Brahmana means Vidya Vinaya Sampanna. He must be learned and humble. That is Brahman. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna Brahmani Govihadi. That is the first class life. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna Brahman. Why Brahmana is honored in the society? Because Brahmana means Vidya Vinaya Sampanna and very humble. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna. Vidya means Vidya Dadati Namrata. Vidyan means he must be very gentle, namra. That is Vidya. Education does not mean unnecessarily to become proud. Just like we hear that even a great scientist, Sir Isaac Newton, he used to say that what knowledge I have got, I have simply collected a few grains sand from the big beach. Yes, that is humble. So Krishna says that in the process of acquiring knowledge, one must be very humble and meek. This is the first qualification. This is satogo. But those who are situated in the rajogun and tamogun, they cannot become humble. That is not possible. Passion and ignorance. So one has to, knowledge means one has to come to the platform of goodness, satogun, the brahminical qualification. Sama dama titikha arjavam, jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma svabhavam. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita, the qualification. These are the qualification of Brahman. These are the qualification of Kshatriya. These are the qualification of Vaishyas. These are the qualification of Shudras. Shudras one qualification. What is that? Paricharyatmakam Shudrakarma Svabhavajam. A Shudra means he'll be satisfied if he gets one good master, that's all. No other qualification. So at the present moment, a person may be a great technologist, highly educated, but if he does not get a good master, good employer, he is nothing. He has no wealth. And he has no independence. He has to accept some service. But a Brahmana will never accept anyone's service. No. It is stated that in the Shastras that if there is bad time for a Brahmana, he may accept the profession of a Kshatriya or even up to Vaishya, but never the profession of a Shudra, which is dog's business. These are the statements in the Shastra. So, this platform of knowledge, Vidya Vinaya Sampanna Brahmana, one has to become Brahmana. Then one becomes humble, meek, and other qualification follows. The material conception of life makes us very eager to receive honor from others. That is material education. Rajastama. Rajastama. What are the symptoms of different modes of material nature? Satogun, Rajogun, Tamogun. Satogun, goodness. One is satisfied and eager to advance in spiritual knowledge. That is Satur. Brahmana school. Satya Sama Dama Titikha. Titikha, one has to learn Titikha. Just like here, they, even they are foreigners, how much tribulation they have to suffer on account of this temple. These foreigners, they have come here to become devotee, and the authorities are prepared to demolish their temple. So one has to tolerate. What can be done? Even Prahlad Maharaj, he was the son of Hiranyakashipu. The relationship was father and son. But because the son was a devotee, the father was prepared to kill him. This is the system all over the world. Jesus Christ, because he was preaching God consciousness, he was crucified. Although Jesus Christ preached, thou shalt not kill, unfortunately he was preaching in such a society that he was killed. So these things are there always. The demons, they are always after the devotees. How to harass him? How to give him trouble? Therefore, one has to learn humility. Otherwise, one cannot make progress in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Tinadupi sunichena tarorupi sahishnuna omanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. If you want to make progress in the matter of chanting the holy name of the Lord, then you have to learn also toleration. So many people will criticize. So many people will be prepared to unnecessarily put hindrances in your path. So one has to learn. If one is serious to make progress in knowledge, actual knowledge is to understand God. That is actual knowledge. Therefore, it is called Vedanta. Vedanta. Veda means knowledge. And Anta means the ultimate. The ultimate knowledge is to know Krishna. Veda is to sarvai ahameva vedya. Everyone, there is a class of men, they say that we only believe in the Vedas. What do you believe? Do you know Krishna? No, sir. Oh, you know, we accept Krishna as a big man, that's all, not as God. That means he does not understand what is Krishna. So what is the use of Vedanta? There are so-called Vedantists. They avoid Krishna. They will write comments on Bhagavad Gita. Avoid Krishna. This is going on. This is going on. But actual knowledge means to come to the point of knowledge, one has to acquire these qualifications. But if one at once takes to Krishna consciousness, as it is stated, Manch of Vyabhichari. What is that? Maicha Ananna Yogena Bhakti of Vyabhicharini. Bhakti of Vyabhicharini. Vyabhicharini means mixed with other things. There are karma, jnana, yoga and bhakti. So, there are, everything must be with bhakti, otherwise there is no success. Even if you are a karmi, you must add bhakti, then you will be successful. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, kurusya sar madarpanam. This is bhakti yoga, or karma yoga. You may be a businessman, you may be engineer, you may be whatever you may, it doesn't matter. But bhakti must be added there. Then you are successful. If you are devoid of bhakti, then it is useless, waste of time. That is the verdict of the Shastra. Shastra says, Atappung Vidija Sreshta, this was spoken by Sutta Goswami in the assembly of great Brahmins and saintly persons who were meeting big congress for 1,000 years. Now we hold meeting for 8 days or at most 15 days, not more than that. But formerly they used to hold meeting, spiritual meeting, for 1,000 years. Naimisharana. That Naimisharana is still existing near Lucknow. Most of you may know. So there was a meeting to be continued for 1,000 years. And in that meeting, Sutta Goswami was presiding. And he said, he addressed all the Brahmins, and because spiritual meeting were great, was generally attended by highly educated Brahmins and saintly persons. Some of the Kshatriyas also. The Vaishyas and Shudras, they are not interested. So, therefore, Sutta Goswami specially addressed the learned Brahmins. Atappung vi dijasreshta. Oh, the best of the Brahmins who are present here. Atappung vi dijasreshta varnasrama vibhagas. The society was in those days varna-ashrama. Varna means the four divisions of the society: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Chatur-varnamaya system gunakarma vibhagas. Similarly, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasi. This is Vedic culture. Varnasama vibhagas. So, Sutta Goswami said that everyone has got his particular duty, varnanasrama. Atapungvi dijasastha varnasrama vibhagasa sanusthitasya dharmasya. Everyone has got duty, but samsiddhi haritosana. Nobody is concerned whether I am doing something, I am engaged in certain occupation, whether I am getting perfection. Because human life is made for attaining perfection. And what is that perfection? That also you do not know. The perfection is to get out of this repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. That is perfection. Nobody is serious. They are dying like cats and dogs. Never mind. Nobody thinks that my perfection of life, the cats and dogs are dying, or I will also die. Then why shall I die like cats and dogs? I must know why death is there. I do not want death. Why death is? That is humanity. Who wants to die? Nobody wants to die. And actually, in modern science, they are trying to combat all the material obstacles. But here is the main obstacle, that nobody wants to die, but there is death. So where is the scientific solution of death? Who can say, where is the scientist who can say, no more there will be death. No more there will be disease. No more there will be old age. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi, that is stated here. This is knowledge. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosha anudarsana. One should, there everyone is trying his best to mitigate distress condition of life. Atyantik dukkha nibbitti. Everyone is trying. I am in miserable condition. If I get so much money, my miserable condition will be mitigated, so everyone is after money. But that mitigation is temporary. Suppose if you get some money, you get a nice apartment, a nice bank balance. Does it mean that you have ended your main problems of life, janma mrityu, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita? Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. So they have become so foolish, so degraded, that they do not know what is the meaning of life, what is the problem of life, how to make solution of the problem. Nobody is interested. Simply cats and dogs, that's all. As the cat and dog is working very hard, simply for eating, sleeping and mating. That's all. The human life is not meant for that purpose. This is a defect of modern civilization. Nāyaṁ deho deho bhājāṁ niloki kastān kāmān arhati bhīrbhujāṁ ji. Bhīrbhujāṁ. The hog who eats too, he is also struggling for the same thing. What is that? Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, that's all. So is that human life is also simply meant for this purpose? No. Human life is meant for tapodibbam, jena suddheta satya. You have to purify your existence. What in my existence is now impure. In the Bhagavad Gita we learn, na jayate na amriyate. The living entity, the soul, never takes birth, never dies, but I am subject to birth and death. So this problem doesn't come. They are simply making adjustment, a temporary problem. That is not human civilization. Vedic civilization means to solve the major problems of life. That is Vedic civilization. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. They don't care for these troubles. Formerly people were very happy, so far material conditions were concerned. They had no complaint. Everyone is happy, everyone is getting ample food. And why they shall not get? If the birds, bees, they are getting their ample food, even after that, there is no complaint amongst the birds and beasts, unless one is in the human society. Otherwise, in the jungle, there are major portion of the animals and birds, they have no complaint. They do not come in the city that we have this complaint. They are happy. They are getting ample food, life is very happy. They have got their eating, they have got their sleeping, they have got their mates for sex, life, and they know how to defend. Everything is there, there is no problem. So only in the human society they have created problems because they have no knowledge. The so-called knowledge is useless. Unless you cannot solve the problem, what is the meaning of this knowledge? Therefore Krishna says, knowledge means one must know, this is my real acute, a miserable condition of life. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. This is knowledge. So, to begin with knowledge, Krishna recommends amanittam, humility. Because the real disease of material life is that he is not humble. He is always proud. Little possession. Sarpa jalamatrena safari farparayat. Just like the big fish in the ocean. They are deep within the water. And if you find out a small lake, a little water, you'll find a small fish, pervert them doing. So, there is no depth of knowledge. Simply, that perplexed. Therefore, this education should be given, how to become humble. Sishyasteham sadhimam prapannam tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sivoya. Puriprasnina Sivaya. One has to learn by service, by pranipat. Pranipat means surrender. There is no surrender. Nobody is prepared to surrender. Why should I surrender? I know everything. Popped up unnecessarily. Therefore Krishna says, the material disease is that rajastamo bhava. Tada rajastamo bhava kamo lobha dayastaja. Rajastamo bhava means rajagun, calm and low, ignorance. There everyone is thinking, if I become greedy, I shall get more. That is not possible. You cannot get a farthing more than you, what you are destined. But it is ignorance. He is thinking, by simply struggling hard, I will get more. The Shastra says, no, don't do that. So far your material condition is concerned, it is already destined with your body. You have got a certain type of body, and according to that body, you will get certain amount of pleasure and pains. That is already destined. This is called adrishta, or daiva. Your main business is, if you want to make success your life, then save time for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is proper utilization of life. That does not depend on destiny. That you can do. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is the only challenge to this devilish life of the human society. So I request everyone to study this philosophy very carefully and take advantage of it. Thank you very much.